All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Give you another weather update here. That's brought to us by our friends over at Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit TornadoRoofing.com as currently right now in... still got Minneapolis's weather up there. No need.
Man, you got Everett on your mind.
Man, I don't not have him on my mind. 86 degrees and cloudy. Sunny conditions coming around 2. Wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. But looks like it's going to be a pretty nice week ahead. Maybe a little rain on Saturday around these parts. You know how it is in South Florida. But the weather cooling down a little bit. A little bit. But still pretty hot. And the humidity's coming back.
Yep. That's the kicker right there. The humidity.
Yeah. Humidity right now is 70% in South Florida. So, not as roasty-toasty as it was. The headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Marlins, Braves, that series continues today at 6:40 p.m. Jansen Junk on the hill for Miami as the Marlins lost 8-4 yesterday. Thanks to old Stone Hands over there. It wasn't even Stone Hands. He was just sitting there. I caught it. Oh, man, who do I throw it to? And I probably am lashing out because it was a tough play for Christopher Morel, but he earned it.
If that was his only mistake.
If it was his only one. But it just like, just bad stuff follows you, man. You're like a baseball rain cloud. Indoors, of all places. Tonight, game 2 as the Thunder hosts the Spurs. 8:30 is your tip-off on NBC. Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. The Western Conference Final on the ice begins tonight between the Avalanche and Golden Knights at 8 o'clock. Brian Flores, he has served a subpoena for 25 other NFL teams in his lawsuit against the league. 25 subpoenas, subpoenas for 25 teams served more than 100 discovery requests to get league-wide hiring records and communications related to discrimination claims.
You know what that is. You get enough people involved, then they'll suggest you settle.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. Although I would have figured they would have tried to settle with him already.
Nope. This is all part. So you just keep going until the number is what you like.
Brian Flores out here with a lawsuit, but still just shutting down everybody as the defensive coordinator of the Vikings.
That's the crazy part.
He's very good at his job.
I mean, that never stopped people before from firing you and saying don't hire him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it's really weird that he works for the Minnesota Vikings as defensive coordinator, so he's making good money.
Here's the story from ESPN. The NFL, the Broncos, the Giants, and Texans are the defendants currently contesting Flores' claim that argued in response to requests are punishingly overboard, but Flores' attorneys say the information is necessary to prove the systemic discrimination in hiring practices across the league. Judge Valerie E. Caproni approved the briefing schedule that would have Flores file a third amended complaint Wednesday, motions to dismiss on June 5th, and briefs in late July and August. The next few months will center around whether Flores' claims are strong enough to proceed, and if the case survives, it could lead to a discovery of NFL hiring practices across the league. Flores, the former Dolphins head coach and current Minnesota defensive coordinator, has been in a legal battle with the NFL for over 4 years. In February 2022, he sued the league and three teams, the Dolphins, Broncos, and Giants, for being, quote, rife with racism in their hiring and promotion of black coaches. Among his allegations, that the Dolphins owner Stephen Ross offered him $100,000 per loss in 2019 to help the team's draft position, and that the Giants and Broncos conducted sham in-person interviews to help them comply with the Rooney Rule. He was fired on January 10, 2022, despite leading the Dolphins to their first back-to-back winning season since 2003. So... We'll see if it rolls on, but it hasn't been stopped yet.
The only argument that I would have for him is that how do you get fired and you've done something that hasn't been done in 20 years?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what are the underlying factors? Now, that being said, now all those other factors are going to get presented. Because, I mean, and I don't even think you need a reason to fire somebody in Florida. So, I don't know. It's a crazy thing. It's even crazier that he's still working. That would be the equivalent if, what's his name that got fired from the Raiders?
Gruden?
Gruden.
Yeah.
If he all of a sudden got another job.
Well, he's been trying, you know.
But again, you see what I'm saying?
There was a rumor he was coming here.
There was. No, there was. Well, I guess this would be the only thing from the Dolphins' perspective, because the Dolphins already got hit with a tampering. They lost a first-round pick over tampering with this whole thing. I think that was more Tom Brady than the coaching thing, but there was rumors that they had, you know, pursued Sean Payton to be their coach, and they ended up getting busted, and then they went the Mike McDaniel route. But it was thought that the Dolphins were going to go after Sean Payton and bring Tom Brady in, and that was going to be their little dream team post-Flores, and it blew up in their face. I would wonder if this does go to discovery, and it actually is proven, I don't know how they're going to prove it, but if it is proven somehow that Brian Flores was offered money for losses, is there any chance the Dolphins can get taken away from Stephen Ross? Like, that's the only thing I would see is like a if you could actually prove that the owner, you know, and he may, maybe by the time this is, he may pass it on to his daughter anyway, but is there any way that if we actually found out that Stephen Ross did offer bonuses for losses, is that grounds for the team getting forcibly sold from him? I wonder.
No.
I don't know.
Because it's not it's more of a procedural thing and not like a racist thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not even talking about the race element.
No, but I'm saying like procedural stuff you can get fined for. The stuff that people have lost their teams over were not about procedural things. It was about racism and stuff like that and how you treat your players and your organization.
Right.
Right? So as long as that's not a factor in it,
well,
they could get fined some more, but I don't think he could lose the team just based on procedural,
yeah,
and how you do stuff.
Well, this is what, you know, the thing for Flores would be like, hey, because I remember when they fired, the day they fired him, we were on the air when that happened. I remember they threw the record in the statement that he had a losing record, and that was after he had back-to-back winning seasons. I was like, damn, that's pretty dirty to put that in
that's dirty, right.
To put that in the statement when you wanted him to lose the first season. And you were offering money for him to lose games, and then you throw the record in his face. Like that's a rough go of it for the Finns. So, but I'm wondering, you know, with this whole thing, because it's certainly the practices of hiring black coaches is not where it probably should be for the NFL. But if it was thrown out there that Stephen Ross not only was tampering but was actively paying for tanking, is he in a tough spot because of that? I don't know.
Well, because he never did it, he only suggested it.
Yeah, I guess that's true, right? Unless he accepts it, you're only in the hot water. But even if he offered it, is that one of those? I don't know. It's an interesting one. I wonder if like, does he if he has to testify, he'd be like, "So did you offer?"
I mean, it would be pretty hard to prove, right?
I would think so. I mean, unless Brian Flores has receipts on it, I don't know. You know, I would imagine that's hard.
And if he had receipts, then he knew what was coming.
right? If he had receipts on it, why would he know? You mean getting fired?
If he had receipts on them asking him to do that, then he must have knew what was coming.
What in what regards?
Getting fired because you wouldn't lose games.
Yeah, but remember that would have been the first year of his career, and then he would have had two winning seasons. So I don't think you're gonna think you're gonna get fired over that. And I know there's other stuff. Like for everybody's like, I know Brian Flores, you know, mean to Tua, didn't have a good relationship with the GM, didn't have a good relationship with his coaching staff by the end. We get that. I mean, I know that that was all part of it too. I'm not saying he was perfect at his job, but by record the last 2 years, I didn't think that he deserved to get fired.
Here's the deal. I think in life we need to get over our feelings. If somebody's doing their job, right, and doing it to the level of success, regardless of what his personality is, then you deal with it. We know a whole bunch of jackasses that have good jobs because they do their job well. It's simple as that. Now, if there were other things that started rubbing you the wrong way, and then that's kind of just adding to the fire. And what happens is if you're going to be that person, and Brian Flores, from what we hear, was that person, then you need to be winning more, right? Like, Bill Belichick could be a jackass to the media and to everybody involved because he was winning Super Bowls.
True.
When he wasn't, then it wasn't as funny.
Yeah, it wore off.
Just like when I was in Cleveland, he was the same way. We weren't winning like he did in New England, so it rubbed people the wrong way. That's how life works.
Well, we'll take a break. More to come. We got those tickets to give away before the end of this hour. We're back after this. All right, if you guys want to go see Hayley Williams, lead singer of Paramore, highly recommended by Jennifer. She's bringing her The Hayley Williams Show tour to I Think Financial Amphitheater in September. If you guys want to win tickets right now, caller number, what do you want to do, Jennifer? What caller number?
Caller number 8.
Caller 8 to 305-567. 305-567-0560. Caller 8 to 305-567-0560. You will win a pair of tickets to see Hayley Williams and the Hayley Williams Show Tour, lead singer of Paramore. She is going to be the I Think Financial Amphitheater in September. It's a Live Nation show. Caller 8 wins those tickets to 305-567-0560. So apparently this monk that watched Wemby or trained Wemby, Master Yanan, He watched Wembanyama's game one against the Thunder, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is a story from Ramona Shelburne, who's gotten the background on training with the monks. And he said that he trained Wembanyama to keep his center of gravity intact through contact, even off one leg. But he said mostly he noticed the resolve in Wembanyama's eyes. He said, quote, "He's so special, you could feel that from his eyes," Master Yanan said. Through video chat, Master Yanan seemed to mimic the steely gaze of Wembanyama as he makes the peak basketball flow. Quote, "Power comes from the inside," he says. "I would look at him and say, you're not a cat. You are a tiger. For power to come out, you have to change the inside first." Wow.
Do you have the goosies?
No.
Why not, dude?
You want me to tell you why? Can I tell you why?
Careful.
He's also the same guy that elbowed the crap out of somebody.
Hmm.
So what? Where was his center there?
Well, I mean, listen, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
That's not necessarily what he's referring
sometimes
to.
But that's rule number one of a monk, right?
Well, also, but a top. Here's the thing with.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a fully trained monk. He's only trained with the monks one summer.
So, again.
Use your power for good, not for bad.
Once Wembanyama did what Master Yanan said, he could challenge him to do something.
And elbowed the crap out of him?
No. Just listen to the story, all right? You're party pooping on the monks.
I'm not party pooping.
You are. You're yum yucking the monks.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm against.
Hey, it's strategy.
I'm against after the fact situations, right? Like, you can't tell me how much time he spent with monks after I saw you elbow the crap out of somebody.
Well, he was accurate. I mean, the monks know kung fu. Boxed in.
No, they don't.
They absolutely do, dude. They do martial arts.
You've been boxed in.
Do the show from home,
huh?
You heard me.
Ramona writes, once Wembanyama did, Master Inan said he could challenge him to do something nobody else can do. One day, he told Victor Wembanyama to dribble a basketball up a dangerous mountain. Up a dangerous mountain route in, this is going to be a tough one for me. San Hongzai, a monastery deep in the Song Mountains. The hike traversed in cliffside plank paths, suspension bridges, and ancient forests, and was five times as long as the Bodhidharma Cave. The trail forces you to climb roughly 2,500 feet in elevation across uneven ridges and stones. Master Inan said it would take the average person 7 to 8 hours to reach the end. Wembanyama did it while dribbling a basketball in 4.5.
Wow. We're going to look for anything now with this guy.
It's a good story, Vlad.
It's a good story.
You're dribbling up a mountain with a basketball?
Okay. Look, the kid has it. He has everything that you would want in a superstar, right? He's 7'4". He doesn't look like a beast or somebody intimidating. He looks like just a tall, friendly young kid. But listen, I'm not gonna go crazy for every little thing the man does now. Like now we're adding a lot of fuel. Like we're gassing it now.
Master Yanan says he's a tiger.
He's not no tiger. He's no tiger.
He might be a tiger, dude. He might be a tiger.
Leroy.
Leroy. I've already expressed my.
You have no thoughts on him going up a dangerous mountain while dribbling a basketball. That just does nothing for you.
No.
Really?
Okay. Kareem used to do that.
Okay. Well, it's been a long time.
I understand how being centered and help can help with his balance. He don't flop nearly as much as Joel Embiid, right? But that being said, all the other stuff that he's saying, when I saw him elbow somebody a week ago, like...
Nobody's perfect.
Okay, then don't talk about all that now. Don't pick and choose parts of the story. If he would have said,
you're a dismisser, dude. You act like, you go to the monks and you're supposed to be Jesus. Like, you come out of it.
You said he go to the monks and dribble a basketball up the mountain.
That's impressive.
Jesus. What's the difference?
Dude, 4.5 hours to go through a mountain with a basketball? With the Shaolin monks?
It took him, you know why it took him 4.5 hours instead of 6? He took longer strides.
You don't know that.
No, wait a minute. Come on. Stop it, Tobin.
What?
He's 7'4". Longer strides is actually going to happen.
On a mountain?
Dude, see, this is why, Vlad, this is why I said I ain't buying it. This is why I said, listen, as far as being centered and how it can help, I believe all that. But to take it to this crazy level as far as what he's doing, when last week he elbowed somebody, right? Which that's like rule number one with monks is the calmness and the peacefulness in which they do things.
I don't think that.
And he out here elbowing folks.
Why would monks practice?
Very centered then.
Why would monks practice kung fu if they weren't allowed to hit somebody?
It's for protection.
He was protecting himself. Nas Reed tripped him.
Then why did he get kicked out? Nas Reed did.
What? What happened? What did I do?
What is the flagrant two?
Am I out the game?
Yeah.
He was just—he was just a very innocent boy. He had no idea what he did.
Okay.
Shaolin monks, dude.
I got you. I'm not saying there's no benefit to it.
Sounds like you are.
Huh?
It sounds like you are dismissing it.
I am.
Well, you just said you weren't.
It the way you are, I'm not claiming it's the, you know. If you want to say it's helped him with how he's handled things this year versus last year, okay, I buy it, right? But you don't think maybe you taking this a step too far?
Of course he's taking it a step too far because he wants where to follow something very similar.
This whole conversation is a step too far.
Yeah, I don't
say that again.
This whole conversation is a step too far.
How is it a step too far?
I didn't bring it up.
You're out here saying things like, why do they learn kung fu? Because they... for like whatever reasons, but like they use that for inner peace and for self-control, and they do all of this in order to avoid conflict. It's not actually to like use it for harm.
Right. You know what conflict is? Elbow somebody on the side of the neck and getting kicked out the game.
Wow.
Joe, J-Fig.
They would be very upset with him because
I know! That's
sense
my
of
boy!
Calm, Tobin, and sense of calm.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I'm not referring any of this to Tobin.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. This is so anti-Tobin.
So you guys claim that the monks taught him thuggery? Like, you think that they're evil monks?
No, he just has it in him.
I mean, listen, nobody is perfect. Right, it's his first summer. Saying. Give him some more time to practice it. He's a young lad.
Tobin just using it.
Okay. You want to give him more time to practice? Okay, fine. Then stop reading into it too much then.
I'm not reading into it. It's a story. It's a beautiful story. Four and a half hours dribbling up a mountain.
But you're not even reading. You're going into
this. 7'4".
But Tobin, you're going into this not because of Wemby.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to look for a way for it to be used for Kal-El.
I don't want Kal-El to be a copycat, but it is nice to see somebody with that extra drive to
then
do something.
Then why were you Why were we discussing a couple hours ago?
He could go to the Zolan monk for all I
you
care.
See? He was looking for a different monk.
He could go to Alonzo Mourning, and Alonzo Mourning could teach him inner peace.
How about the basketball player monk?
Malik?
Yeah.
We're probably going to get him. That's going to be the big move.
Well, there's your monk.
So look, he'll be training with a monk.
Yeah.
Be great.
Not the monk that Tobin would want.
Could you imagine Malik Monk and Kal-El just sitting in the middle of a basketball floor in the summer?
Actually could.
Find your inner self, Kal-El. Just like Saquon.
Deal with sitting on the bench, even though Spo will play a 6'5 guy.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I mean, it very clearly does work.
I'd be more impressed if Wemby could fit into a mid-sized sedan.
That's
like, wow. You understand 7'4 take bigger steps than monks.
All right.
Yeah, like, isn't he like two?
Half the time?
He might be 2 feet big taller than some of these monks. Monks are short.
So even with your normal gait, he's probably covering.
Okay, but again, he's dribbling a basketball. Everybody else is just walking.
But even with those strides, they got a double time to keep up with him.
Not if he's dribbling.
See, there's a picture of you guys as monks.
Who?
Come on.
It's on Twitter.
You know who.
Already?
It's been there.
I need to see it.
No, I can't be a monk with him.
Why not?
Because he's foolishness monk.
Don't tell me I'm a foolishness monk. I have way more. Hold on.
In this Photoshop, you guys are separated.
Don't you ever say you have more inner peace than me.
Oh, look at that. The Civil War.
I got way more inner peace than me than you do.
Tobin, you have no inner peace.
Yeah.
Tobin, you have no inner peace.
You have no inner peace.
I have way more inner peace
than
you do.
By the way, we mentioned when we started, when you were talking about how you can't get Ant-Man out your mind. Mm-hmm. I sometimes think you go to bed at night and your wife hears, Ant-Man to the heat. Oh, that'd be great.
It's like you're doing the whale thing again.
Yeah, you start wailing and while you're sleeping.
Word before you go to sleep is, make a stink.
Ooh, Ant-Man, make a stink.
And she thinks it's about something else.
Oh, absolutely. But then she's used to it. Oh,
imagine if he does make a stink the summer, though. What if he just tells A-Rod? He's like, listen, this is enough. Out of here. I'm out of here. See ya.
Somebody said Tobin likes inner piece of cake.
That's true. Piece of pie, piece of cake, piece of pizza.
Tobin's inner voice got 5-piece chicken in him.
You couldn't meditate.
Who?
You.
I used to meditate.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I cannot even picture you doing that.
Yeah. When I had to, when I used to go see the psychiatrist, I used to meditate for half an hour.
You had to see a psychiatrist.
You know that napping isn't meditating.
Yeah. No. I'm telling you.
No way.
They
say Lee meditates on the golf course.
When I got out of football, I needed help getting into a right place.
And how many
I tell you guys all the time.
Yeah.
Hardest thing I ever did.
And you meditated?
Dealing with the real world, right? After being in a locker room for so long.
Why didn't you just dribble up a basketball up a mountain?
This guy. And he dribble a basketball up a mountain. You know why? Because there was no mountains in Florida.
Okay, I'm going to show you guys a picture now before you kick him in the throat.
Kick who in the throat?
Leroy.
Oh, my God.
Why?
No, Leroy to Tobin, sorry.
Leroy, if you're a monk, now you could take on Chuck Norris.
No, I'm not a monk.
No, you can't.
Nah, listen. I couldn't be a monk because they require you to be quiet.
He's thinking about snacks. That's why he's smiling like that.
That's definitely he's a snack face. Thinking about
sausage right there.
Hey, oh, wait. He's thinking about what?
That's true.
He's thinking about what? Kids. What did Jay fix that? He's thinking
Like whenever he says sausage, he's like, sausage. And that's what that looks like. You see? Look at his smile. Yeah, same thing.
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, he's definitely thinking about Sour Patch Kids, peanut M&Ms. Tobin's thinking about Ant-Man. Tobin's thinking about Ant-Man. By the way, Toby, you haven't been that small in a long time.
Thank you.
Whoa. Oh, I wasn't even thinking like that. I've never seen him with his hair that short.
Not since.
I've never seen him with so much peace.
Not since college. One time I shaved my head in college.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
How does bald Tobin look?
Yeah, pretty close to that.
Like that monk?
Pretty close to that.
Sausage. I love sausage.
Yep.
I told you.
Hey, yo.
Hey. We'll take a break.
Definitely
why
thinking about food.
Why is Tobin smiling? And he got more chili sauce than him than me.
And those are not incense. That's like something.
Wait a minute. Is your toe also meditating?
His toe definitely does properly look crooked.
Really?
Wow.
Look. Now, there ain't no way. What you think he's thinking about?
Well, at least Tobin's got smoke coming somewhere, you know, like for the room.
High as a kite.
Yeah, you might be. Leroy's just candied out.
Yeah. You know, he's thinking Sour Patch Kids.
Might be napping. He might have a snack nap.
We'll take a break. Final segment coming up. We're back after this.
I think I'm going to go look for some candy right now. Y'all got me into it.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Let us get to the mix bag. Patrick Paul. Not a monk, but a monster. Dolphins left tackle. This is what he had to say on Caden Proctor and his first impressions of his rookie teammate.
First impressions, man. He's a baller. He's fast. He's physical. And for someone his size, he moves extremely well. So just happy to have him in the room. He's a great guy. A lot of personality. So, yeah,
on this road together. What do you guys could do together on the left side? Out of line?
Maul people. Definitely move people, be obstructing, and be a force for sure.
I like that. Great words. Hopefully the actions can back up the words. But mauling would be fun. I would enjoy that.
I mean, that's just crazy, right? How big that side of the line is.
Very big. Very big. Jordan Brooks, he's good. He was excited with the Dolphins drafting Jacob Rodriguez, fellow Texas Tech Red Raider, on their second-round pick. And this is what he had to say on that.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited. Anybody that was in the building last year know how much of a fan I was of Jacob. Just watching him from afar and seeing how he kind of just willed Texas Tech to a playoff appearance, man. And, shoot, when he got drafted, I had to come up and show support, you know what I mean? And just for another Texas Tech guy to be in the building, It's kind of cool for the school and for myself. And so when he got drafted, man, I felt like I was getting drafted. So it was a good experience.
Oh, beautiful. A lot of love going on with this rookie class.
Ain't nobody failed nobody yet.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's walked off the field. Cheetah, where are you going?
The first real test would be when you scrimmage against somebody. Right?
Yeah,
because you're going to work against each other and you're mostly going to be offense versus defense.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to really be able to earn your keep the first time you practice against somebody. So that means that the guy you're working next to, you can earn his trust. The offense can look over at the defense. The defense can look over at the offense. And you know, and then you're going to say, okay, we can do something here.
The Cavaliers pooped the bed yesterday. Donovan Mitchell says, though, it's not James Harden's fault.
This isn't on him. Like, it's on all of us, right? This isn't just because of a certain stretch. Like, no. Like, we still have opportunities on the other end as well to take advantage and score, and we didn't. So it's not just on one person. And when he's been around the league long enough, he understands. It's 17 years, right? But in the same token, hey, it happened, and we'll respond for game two. We lost. We blew it. All right. Let's respond for game two. Simple as that.
I don't know, dude. Damage may be done.
There's not a whole bunch of responses you can ask after that. He pretty much put it all out there. I would say this. I would ask him one question. You the star of this team. Why are you standing off over in the corner while he doing all this foolishness?
I don't know.
Because wherever James Harden is next year, you're going to be here.
James Harden, well, or they won't be.
No, well, that's the thing.
Or they won't be.
They made the trade for you. You want, I know why, because you want, what's his name back? You would love Spider in Miami. But I think they're doing everything they can to placate James Harden because they made the trade for him, and they're going to have to re-sign him.
Something tells me if you just give James Harden his money, he'll be fine. I don't think you have to placate James Harden. I think all you just got to do is give him his fat extension.
See, I think,
and with Donovan Mitchell, I would be more concerned with him only having a year left on his deal. I would be worried about him more so than James Harden because James Harden's almost 40.
I would say the same thing, but it seems like Atkinson's going the way of Mike D'Antoni when he was the Houston Rockets head coach and just, you know, try to run everything through James and have James happy because a happy James is better for your team.
The problem with all of this is great. I don't want the ball in the hands of the guy who turned the ball over the most. So when you start throwing it to the other team, Harden, you go stand in the Spider spot, and Spider, you handle the ball. Because that is if you're not going to score, you're not going to play defense, and you're going to turn the ball over, I'm going to do whatever I can to eliminate one of those if I'm going to continue to play you.
And
Kenny Atkinson didn't do nothing.
Nope.
He just watched the train wreck. He could see it coming from downtown. Hey, look like those two trains are going to crash. Should I, you know, do something to change that? Nah, let's see what happens.
Finally, on Sportsnet 590, I don't have the sound of this, but this is a quote. This is from Doug McLean, former Panthers coach. He was the second Panthers coach in history.
So many guys we've said, former Panthers coach.
Yeah. Panthers have had a lot of coaches. This is from the Hockey News. He was on Kuiper and Bourne show, the real Kuiper and Bourne show in Canada, Sportsnet 590. And he was talking about the upcoming draft, the Panthers holding the number 9 pick. And he said, with the Panthers, he says, one final thing. Think about this. Everybody's trying to get into the top 10 of this draft. Florida has the 9th pick in the draft. Where's Brady Tkachuk going to want to go? Think about this. The 9th pick in the draft, the top 10 guys are great players. Florida will never have another top 10 pick for 2 or 3 years. This is the time where you got to move on Florida. You pick up a couple of quality players. You pick up the 9th pick, and you know Brady wants to go to Florida. You know that he's probably going to be there within 2 years. 2 years there is the magic number. 2 playoff series. I wouldn't be surprised if Brady Tkachuk is in Florida at the draft.
Wow. How about that?
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about it? Another Tkachuk?
I know you want that.
2 Tkachuks. Wow.
Who can handle it?
I know one person. Elbow room.
Woo! Man.
ER would be happy.
That place is going to be flowing with beer. Another Tkachuk here? 2 Tkachuks for the price of 1? Well, they're both very expensive. Just what's it going to take? Who else? Because, you know, we talked to David Dwork a little bit about this. He's got the no movement clause. He's going to have say in where he wants to go if he does want to leave. And it's very odd with all the American players. They're all sick of Canada's ass. So, I don't know. But who would you give up? Texter asks, Carter Verhaeghe, Mackie Samuskevich in a first. It feels like it's not enough, right? As much as I love Carter
It feels so hard to like even think about letting go of one of these guys. We're so attached to
Carter
them.
Verhaeghe.
But if we get Tkachuk and we keep Bob, wow.
We don't know any of this yet, right?
Don't know what? Anything on Bob?
About Bob, yeah.
No. There was a rumor yesterday that they may do like a longer term deal to sweeten up the money. You know, but they got to believe that he could, you know, obviously play within the length of the contract. You know, they don't want another Luongo situation where, you know,
they gave him a big contract. And he played like 12 seconds.
He just couldn't do it anymore. Yeah,
right. Different owners, though.
Different owners, yeah. Different time. Different time.
And at that point in time, you hadn't won no championships.
Nope. Different time.
Right.
Rozierevich says, we need Kasparas Jakančionis to turn into Steve Nash. Listen, I'm going to watch Lithuanian basketball this summer, all right? And you guys will be very eager to hear what I have to say about the Lithuanian Lizard and what he has to do for Lithuania.
The Lithuanian Lizard.
I'm telling you, it's going to catch on.
That's a lot of people, too.
I'm telling you, it's going to catch on. It's going to catch on. Don't you worry about it. I can't wait to see him in action, though. Big things that he shot the lights out this year. Now, can he get in the paint? These are big questions. He's not even 20 yet, though. I think he turns 20 in like 3 days. Very young lad. All right, I could tell when you've petered out. You don't want any more.
No, I just having conversations about who we're going to get rid of or we're not. I think the first thing I want to see is what they do with Bob.
I wasn't even talking about the Panthers.
The lizard.
I don't like lizards.
Wow.
You know, so I don't
guess
like
he
lizards.
He didn't even hear that part.
Literally, you were right. You were right, Toby.
Crazy.
He knew when he was right. He knew when you were, you know.
Yeah,
you don't want to hear no
he's
longer.
Tapped out.
You tapped out.
Tap machine.
He's just mad he didn't find his candy during the break.
I think that's what
no,
it
I
is.
Didn't have any.
Yeah, I think you're going.
He's
about it
to.
Is.
He's thinking about it right
no,
now.
No, there's none in the house.
Or he's got a leftover
oh,
sandwich.
Oh, there's none in the house.
Hey, all of your Easter eggs?
Oh, I forgot to go look in the freezer. I got some.
Great.
Yeah. My bad.
It's like reminding a bear with a.
You owe Jay Fig a lot right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's like
that.
Reminding a bear where the honey is, Jennifer.
Sorry.
All right, that's our show for today, everybody.
Points. It's like reminding the bear where the honey is.
We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.